To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully mentioned in a blessed hadith mubarakah that the person who sends durood or salawat salutations upon me 1,000 times daily will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noor Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the second episode of our silsila, turning back to Allah Almighty. Allahu Akbar. Many issues were discussed previously when we were dealing with the first topic of our discussion. And Alhamdulillah, today we are going to look at a very different topic, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. And this topic of our discussion today will be the pitfalls of materialism, the dangers that materialism can cause to our daily lives, and how dangerous is materialism to our hereafter. Please do not go anywhere. Stay tuned to Madani Channel as we are exploring and discussing this important topic of our discussion today. Let's get straight away into today's topic. Hazrat Sayyidina Wahb bin Munabbih rahmatullah ta'ala alayh has said that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam once passed by a town. Now the dwellers of this town, that were human beings and beasts and jinns, insects, and all four-footed animals were dead. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam looked at this town and looked at all these people and jinns, insects, and all four-footed animals that were dead. And then after some time, he looked at his companions and then he says to his companions that all these people, all these jinns, all these insects, and all these animals have died as the result of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And he explains as to why these insects and people and jinns have died as the torment of Allah. He says that this is because all of them have died at the same time, and this is the sign of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. After having said this to his companions, Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we know that he was one of the greatest prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, knowing that Allah Azza wa Jal will grant the permission to these people to speak back, to communicate, and to speak back to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he called out to them. He called out to these dead people. He called out to these dead jinnats. He called out to everyone that was dead in this city. He says that all people of this town, immediately when he said this, a voice was heard. Someone replied and says, O Ruhullah, we are present. Labbaik ya Ruhullah. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then asked that, what was your sin? And this particular person replies to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he says that, O Nabi of Allah, we used to worship Shaitan and love the world. In other words, we had two things, O Nabi of Allah. Number one, we used to worship Shaitan, and secondly, we used to love the world. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked that, how did you people worship Shaitan? How was your worship to Shaitan? This person replies to Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that, oh Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, we used to follow the ones who were disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked them that, how was your love to the world? And this person replies to Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that our love to the world was just how the child loved the mother. Allahu Akbar. The relationship between the baby and the mother, that was the relationship between ourselves and this particular world. And then he continues. He says that when the world would come to us, we were very, very happy. But now when we were tested with tribulations, when we were tested and then whatever we possessed would now start going away from ourselves, we would feel very, very sad. He says we had high hopes at the same time, and we were displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal by disobeying Him. He asked, how has it happened to you? That how did all of you people die at the same time? What has happened? What was the cause of that? This person replies to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says that we spend the night peacefully, but in the morning we were in Hawiya. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that, what is Hawiya? This particular person replied to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he says it is Sijin. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, what is Sijin? He replied, it is a live coal of fire equal to the whole parts of the world in which all our souls have been buried. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, why are your companions not speaking to me? You're the only one that is replying to all my questions. But you're not the only one that was a victim of this punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why are you the only one that is talking to me? This particular person replies to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says, O Nabi of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, they cannot talk. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked that, what is the reason that they cannot be able to communicate to me? What is the reason that they cannot talk to me? He replied that the rains of fire have been put in their mouth. Hadrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, how then are you talking to me though you are also one of them? This person replied to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he says that, oh Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, surely I am one of them, but I am not in the state in which they are. When trouble came, I also became the victim along with them. And now I am hanging with a hair in Hawiya. I do not know whether I will be thrown into the fire or I will receive or achieve salvation. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this parable, this incident has so much to learn from. So much so that if only we can learn from this parable, from this incident, we will attain salvation in this world as well as in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at what happened to those who loved the world to such an extent that as a result of loving the world, they started displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal. Look at what material has done to them. And this is exactly the topic of our discussions, the pitfalls of materialism. And this is exactly what we are talking about. This is exactly what we are referring to. And this is our topic of discussion, the pitfalls of materialism. My dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we should be very, very careful how we approach material of this world. This world should not deceive us. We should all learn from the lessons of those who came before us. We do not be from amongst those whose souls will be taken by Allah Azza wa Jal. Then we would wake up from the sleep of ghaflat, but then it will be too late. We would not be able to come back to this world in order to rectify ourselves. It is too late. It will be too late. And therefore, we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal that He has given us a chance, an opportunity in this world where we can rectify ourselves before Malakul Maut comes and sees our souls, because it will then be too late. The pitfalls of materialism. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to ask ourselves few questions. The way we approach this world, the way we have fallen in love with this world, have we forgotten that we are not going to live in this world forever? Have we been forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal for all the sins that we have committed in this world? Don't we learn the lesson from all the janazas and funerals that we hear daily, that we see daily? Have we forgotten that we are going to face the questions of Munkar and Nakir in our graves? Have we forgotten that dark grave filled with insects and scorpions and snakes? We should really reflect, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and never fall in love with the material of this world. Never be the victim of this world in the sense that we love this world so much so that we forget about our akhirat, that we forget about that particular journey that absolutely has no return. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the one who is excessively busy and in love with this world, he starts getting away from the mustahabbat. The one who is excessively in love and busy with this world, he starts going away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who is excessively busy with the love of this world, he starts falling into a habit of missing the fara'id and missing his namaz, his salah regularly. The one who is excessively busy with this world, he starts engaging himself in the haram. The one who is excessively busy with the love of this world, he starts telling lies. The one who is excessively busy with the love of this world, he starts breaking ties with his relatives. The one who is excessively busy and in love with this world, he is deprived of sincere friends. The one who is excessively busy and in love with this world, he becomes a miser. The one who is excessively busy and in love with this world, he starts considering and taking those who are poor inferior. He starts thinking he is superior and everybody else is inferior. The one who is excessively in love with this world, He becomes the victim of arrogance. The one who is excessively in love with this world, he is deprived from having the ability to differentiate halal from haram and haram from halal. The one who is excessively in love with this world, he does not care about the rights of Allah along with the rights of people. In short, their viewers of Madani channel, if the one who is excessively in love with this world was to know the reality of this world, he would never have taken any interest in this world. The message of today is not to say a person should not live a luxurious life. The message of today is not to say that it is haram for a person to possess wealth. The message of today, it is not to say that it is incorrect for a person to drive fancy cars and lovely cars and live in mansions and beautiful homes. That is not the message. But the message is that despite having all these luxuries, are you able to know your limits as far as your life in this world is concerned? Despite having all these luxuries of this world, are they making you to forget about Allah Azza wa Jal? Are the luxuries of this world making you forget your reality? Are the luxuries of this world making you forget Allah and forget His Rasul and also forget your deen and forget your Islam? If this is the situation and this is the state that you find yourself in, where your wealth makes you from amongst those who run away from deen, makes you from amongst those who run away from Allah and run away from His Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then your wealth is not a blessing, my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel. The reality of this world has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in many places. And one place from amongst many places where Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the reality of the world is in Surah Al-Hadid in Para 27. In ayah 20, Allah Azza wa Jal says,
اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبٌ وَلَهْوٌ وَزِينَةٌ وَتَفَاخُرٌ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. You should know that the life of this world is nothing but play and amusement and adornment and your boasting amongst yourselves and the desire to surpass each other in wealth and children. It is written in Tafsir Siratul Jinan about this particular ayah of the Holy Quran that the reality of the world is been mentioned in this ayah so that Muslims do not feel inclined towards it, meaning towards the world, because the world is very less beneficial and it is to end very, very, very soon. Hazrat Ali Khawas Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has narrated and has stated that the world is a daughter of Shaitan, the cursed. What he says is that the world is Shaitan's daughter. Anyone loving the world is the husband of Shaitan's daughter. Anyone loving the world is the son-in-law of Shaitan. And he says that Shaitan visits this world in search of a person for his daughter. So, oh my brothers, if you want to stay away from Shaitan, then do not establish a relationship with his daughter. Allahu Akbar. If you want to stay away from the traps and the tricks of Shaitan, then do not establish the relationship with Shaitan's daughter. Which in this scenario, The shaitan's daughter is referred to as the world. Live in this world, but do not let this world live in you. Live in this world, but make this world help you gain the closeness, and make this world help you establish the relationship with Allah, the relationship with Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the relationship with Deen. Do not establish a relationship with this world, because by you establishing the relationship with this world, as Hazrat Ali Khawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi said, that by doing so, you would be establishing the relationship with the daughter of shaitan. By you loving the world, you would become the son-in-law of shaitan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala really make us from amongst those who can live in this world, but never ever let the world live in our hearts. Amin bijay nabil amin. Sallallahu ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi stated that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that on the day of Qiyamah, an extremely ugly blue-eyed old woman with her teeth sticking out will appear in front of people on the day of Qiyamah. A very ugly woman will be presented or will appear in front of people. They will be asked that, do you know her? Do you know this woman? People will reply, and what will they say when these women will be presented in front of them? They will reply that, we seek refuge in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal from recognizing this woman. Allahu Akbar. No one will want to know this woman. But what will be said to them? It will be said to them that this is the same world you used to be proud of. Allahu Akbar. Today, you don't want to recognize this woman. Today you seeking the refuge in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal from recognizing this woman. But you know what? This is the same world you used to be proud of. Allahu Akbar. This is the same world you used to break off relations due to it. And you used to feel jealousy and enmity towards one another because of it. Then this world in the shape of this woman will be thrown into the hellfire. But this woman will then say that, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, oh my Rabb, where are my followers? Where are my followers? Where are my followers and my people? Allah Azza wa Jal will say, bring them also with her. Meaning she will be thrown into the fire of hell and together with those who used to love this world. Viewers of Madani channel, let us be careful how we approach this world. Let us take heed from the lessons of those who came before us, so that this world can be the means of our salvation in the hereafter, not our destruction in the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us from amongst those who can attain and achieve success of dunya and success of akhirat. Amin bi jannabil amin. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay.